Namaste and welcome, dear listeners, to another captivating episode of Bharat Ke Wow, the podcast that delves deep into the rich tapestry of India's culture, heritage, art, and architecture. I'm your host, and today we have an incredible journey ahead as we explore the fascinating tale of Ekamreshwara Temple in Kanchipuram, a place where history, legend, and spirituality converge. Nestled amidst the serene landscapes of Kanchipuram, the Ekamreshwara Temple stands as a testament to India's ancient architectural marvels and spiritual significance. Let us embark on this enchanting voyage and discover the hidden gems of this sacred abode. The Ekamreshwara Temple is more than just a place of worship. It's a living chronicle of Indian history, built layer by layer over several dynasties' reigns. It has witnessed the ebb and flow of time itself. The main temple, dating back to the early Pallava period, is mentioned in ancient texts like the Mattavilasa Prahasana of Mahindra Pallava, highlighting its importance over centuries. The temple is not just a structure, it's a living entity. Embraced by the divine presence of Lord Ekamreshwara, also known as Kachi Ekambam. The legend of this temple is entwined with the story of Goddess Parvati, who, in an act of playfulness and later penance, consecrated the Lord under a sacred mango tree. As the story goes, when Goddess Parvati playfully covered Lord Shiva's eyes with her hands, the world was plunged into darkness, causing distress to all beings. In response, Lord Shiva opened his third eye to illuminate the earth. To atone for her playful act, Goddess Parvati decided to perform penance in Kanchi and manifested herself as a girl child named Katyayani. Katyayani's journey to Kanchi, her meeting with sage Katyayana, and the divine gifts she received are awe-inspiring. She performs intense penance under the mango tree, leading to a remarkable sequence of events that forever etched the Ekamreshwara Temple into history. The Ekamreshwara Temple complex is a treasure trove of stories and sculptures. It's a place where art comes alive. From the grand sculptures adorning the entrance to the intricate carvings that adorn the pillars, archways, and the walls of the temple. One of the most striking features of this temple is the 1,000-pillared hall built during the Vijayanagara period. This architectural marvel is a testament to the artistic brilliance of that era. The Ekamreshwara Temple's southern tower, with its breathtaking artwork, stands as the tallest gopura in Kanchipuram. Inside the temple complex, you will find shrines dedicated to various deities, each with its own unique history and significance. The Sahasralinga, a composite Shivalinga with 999 smaller lingas carved on its outer surface, is a sight to behold. And don't miss the shrine of Vikatachakra Vinayaka, which has a fascinating backstory of its own. The temple is not just a historical relic, it's a vibrant center of devotion. Devotees from all walks of life, saints, scholars, and common folk, have sung praises of Lord Ekamreshwara in their divine hymns. The temple's spiritual aura is palpable and it continues to inspire generations. As we wander through the temple complex, we also discover the lesser-known shrines like Kachimayanam, Valisha, Nila Tingal Tunda Perumal, each with its unique legends and stories. These shrines add to the temple's mystic and spiritual significance. The inscriptions found within the temple walls are like whispers from the past, telling tales of the dynasties and rulers who contributed to its grandeur. These inscriptions are windows to history, offering a glimpse into temple's evolution over the centuries. the grandeur of Ekambareshwara temple truly comes to life during its annual festivals, especially the 10-day Brahmotsava and the Panguni Uttara festival, which celebrates the divine wedding of Lord Ekambareshwara and goddess Kamakshi. It's a spectacle of devotion and a celebration of India's diverse traditions. As we wrap up this captivating journey through the Ekambareshwara temple, we hope you have been enchanted by the stories, legends, and the rich heritage that this sacred place embodies. It's a testament to India's enduring spirit and deep connection between its people and their roots. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Bharat Ke Wow. We'll be back soon with more stories that celebrate the incredible culture, heritage, art, and architecture of India. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep celebrating the wonders of Bharat. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and please leave a review to let us know your thoughts. You can also connect with us on social media for updates and behind-the-scenes content. Until next time, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep saying, Wow, Bharat!